Listening Library presents Who is Bob Dylan? By Jim O'Connor. Read for you by McLeod Andrews. Who is Bob Dylan? On Mother's Day, 1946, a 4-year-old boy wanted to sing a special song to his grandmother. He had practiced it, and now he was ready. But all the grown-ups in the room were laughing and talking. No one was paying attention to him. Finally, Bobby Zimmerman had had enough. He stamped his foot on the floor until all the grown-ups stopped talking.
If everybody in this room will keep quiet, I will sing for my grandmother. I'm going to sing Some Sunday Morning.
When he finished, the grown-ups clapped and cheered for the little boy. So Bobby decided to sing the only other song he knew. There was more applause and cheering from all his relatives. Bobby liked it. 66 years later, in 2012, President Barack Obama presented the Medal of Freedom to Bobby Zimmerman. By then, he was known as Bob Dylan. The Medal of Freedom is the highest award given to people who are not soldiers. The little boy had become one of the most famous singers and songwriters in the world.
There is not a bigger giant in the history of American music, the president said. He is still chasing that sound, still searching for a little bit of truth. And I have to say that I am a really big fan.
How did Robert Allen Zimmerman become Bob Dylan? Who is the real Bob Dylan? He is many things: a singer, a songwriter, an actor, an author, a filmmaker. Bob Dylan is also one of the most private people in the world.